Good morning, Rabbi Say. As we progress on the halachas of tefillah, I wanted to focus today on the ending of Shmoneh Esrei, the way we end tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei. Really, the halachas that we call we skipped is the halachas of Shmoneh Esrei itself. These are halachas that we grew up with, and hopefully most people know them very well. You know, the halachas of, you know, when you do a kriya and which brachas, and the moedims and all that. So we're going now straight to the end of Shmoneh Esrei. We're there. It states that people, there's a few halachas that are interesting that many people don't know. And it's really the first part of the shir really connects to today's daf yomi. Well, many people start daf yomi, and it really has to do with the end of today's daf. So we have the end of a Shmoneh Esrei. When we get to the end, we say Yehu L'Rotzon Yemei V'Hengun Libu L'Fanecho Asher Tzur V'Goyali. That's the end of today's daf. The Gemara says the end of the daf Tes tells us that also the Gemara before in Daf Dalet tells us that there is a Chazal established that before Shmoneh Esrei you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, and the end of Shmoneh Esrei you say L'Rotzon Yemei Fi V'Goyim L'Fanecho. The shaila is, where exactly do you say the Yerotzei Mefi? Do you say it after Sim Shalom, right after the last bracha? Or you say it, and then after Elokai Nitzor, after the Tachnunim. The Elokai Nitzor is that part of davening, which is called considered to be Tachnunim. So we'll start with the following. The Rajbo, true is the Rajbo, number one on the page, Chelek Zayin, brings the following shaila. Someone asked him, Shalto, Im yochol la'anos lekadish v'chulei achar shasiyem yudches brachos. Can a person answer, he finished yudches brachos, he's in Lokai Nitzor, and he reaches the tzali dechaz as a gdusha, or kadish. Can you say kadish gdusha? Can you answer that time? Says the Rashi with the following. Tshuva. Tzorich lo'yma yu l'rotzon v'chulei achar yudches brachos b'li shum hefsek. Right after Sim Shalom, say you learn Yotzer. Kamo Shalai David Achay Yudchim Bizmorim. That's the Gemara of today's Gemara on Daf Yomi. The Dovid HaMelech also say you learn Yotzer after 18 Bizmorim. Gemara says 18, it's 19. That's what we learn from. V'u Mechlal Tfilo. V'ein La'ano Yisle Shum Dovar. V'lo Lema Tachnuni Be'ino Yivin Yuchez Brochus. In other words, you have to say you learn Yotzer. That's the first thing you say. Ava Yechol Anot Acharov, after you say it, you say the Dovash Mekdusho. So says the Rashbo, you say Sim Shalom, then you say you say that pasuk, and then you are in that, call it gray zone, which is not Shmoneh Esrei yet, is really out of Shmoneh Esrei, but you're not yet finished, you didn't yet move your legs, and there you could say Antikadosh Kedusha, there you could you say Tachnunim, that's really like in a an addition to davening. Says the rabbis have a problem with that. Why? This is a very point. Actually, maybe it should have been this Gemara in this sheet as we're going to discuss it from different angles. But we have the rule. What happens if a person was davening Shmoneh Esrei and he forgot to say Yala V'Yavoy? What does he do? He goes back to Ritze. If he already finished Shmoneh Esrei, he has to go back and say the whole davening again. So, if you're in the middle of Tachnunim, that's the Gemara. If you're in the middle of Elokai Nitzor, you go back to Ritze. That means you didn't finish davening yet. Because if you finish davening, why are you going back to Ritze? If you're done, you have to go back, you have to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei again. So answers the Rashi. Hoso wu shekel, the makel. The kivan, the rogulum, the tachnunim, a reik, we spal, a dying, vetzach, lachs, la rosh. So the Rajah says, he's in the middle of Davi. He didn't yet go backwards. We didn't do the three steps backwards. Aval, shadosa, tachnunim, elu, did chaybe, he got filish, shalaf, sing, kadish, limudim, loy. But to stop in the middle of the Gashi, that we don't do. That's what the Rajah says. So the Rajah basically gives us, says that, elokai, tzor, you say you're otzor, because that ends davening. And then you get Elokai Nitzor, it's already after davening, but not completely after davening, because he didn't go 3 steps back.
So in the beginning he says you do say, then at the end he says, you don't say it.
No, he says, you say, you don't say.
Yecholano, we said before, Yecholano's Afo Dereshim Gedusha.
After Elokai Ditzor, again. After Elokai Ditzor. When you have to say the Ditzor. After you said Yehuda Ratzah, you can say, you have to say the Ratzah first. That's what Rashi holds.
And what's the meaning that we at the bottom, which will all have sick with Kaddish Lomodim, at the end he says?
No, we didn't give it the Ikar Tefillah not to stop, but he could stop. You read it as one sentence. Havashenos of a tagger of the Chayim Tefillah, Shalav Zikar Yigdusha, Loi. At the extent, you don't say. That is the Chuvah Sarash. Rabbi Yoina in Brachas brings this, Rabbi Yoina that goes on to say, we're in davening, different times you can break a davening, which we don't pass on halacha like that. You can add different things in davening. But one thing we do pass is the last thing he says. Vadini Revi, the fourth time we could stop, Shabbosayva Tefillah, Bein Koidim Yirotzon, Bein Laacha Yulirotzon, before Yulirotzon Revi, or the after Yulirotzon Revi, doesn't matter. Yachol Laharich, Feloimar, Ketsoinoi, Bein Miloshon Yochid, Bein Miloshon Rabin, Bein Tzochem Mamej, Bein Tzochem Tzibu, you can add addition to davening, after Shmoneh Esrei, even before Yulirotzon. So Rabbeinu Yoina argues in the Rashi, you don't have to say Yulirotzon. You can say Yulirotzon later. And that's what that Kemoisha brings in Simon Chuchav Beis. The Beis is quoting the Mordechai that says not like the Rashi, and adds that Kemoisha Chikos Aleil, Moshe Rabbeinu Yoina, Benirli Lachik Dekhtiv, you don't have to say Yulirotzon right after Sibur Shalim. To like a choose a Raj, should be serious because of the ain't laugh sick at Shehom and the Rotzer Miffy. Now, like the Raj, but you have to say the Rotzer. Vesfirle, the Mikro Zeus, see what Philo, he holds until you don't see Rotzer, he didn't end. That's what it says. So the Ramah brings like the choose a Raj, like the Rinio, you know, now on choose a Raj. The Yuli Rotzer doesn't have to be said in order to stop. In other words, that in between part of davening, which is after davening ended, but before a person is like a raglov, that a person could be saying other things, etc., is something, the Bechleikas says, do you have to say Yehuda Rotzah to get to that area or not? Rashba says yes, Rabbi Yehuda says no, and Ramah says we pass can no. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch brings it, we have the two things. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Sibur Chulcha Beis, Im Ba'al Afsik, V'Anoiz Kaddish, V'Kedusha, Bein Shmunesra Li Yerotzah, if you finish with answers, but you did not say Yuli Rotzon, can you say Tachanuni or not? Ein noy paisik. Shuli Rotzon bichlal atfilahu. It's part of davening. Al mein Yerotzon shatachanuni shavidamim. So that's exactly like the Rashba. That's the Rashba. You have to say Yuli Rotzon in order to stop davening. Comes the Ramon says, the davko go shudo agin lomil Yerotzon bealachatfil. That's your minhag. In other words, he's bringing the card to the, many don't say that way. In our place, so the Ramon Shulchan Aruch is basically saying the following. He says, really, it depends. What's your minhag? If your minhag is the Yuli Rotzon is what stops davening, you have to say Yulotzer first. But if not, that shows that your davening ends when you say Bashalom. It's ending. That going from Ikra davening to the gray area of davening, you don't have to say Yulotzer. And mainly, the Danaf Kamina is, in a Lakai Nitzor, can I say Kaddish Kedush Shiv and say Yulotzer? If the Minig is Yulotzer before, you cannot say. And if the Minig is not, you could say. That's how it comes out, that's the halacha regarding this. Comes the Taz, and says, I have a solution. What's the solution of the Taz? Toy v'nochon loymar, number 5 at the top of the page. No, toy v'nochon loymar, base poem in the Yerotzah. See Yerotzah twice. Echad koymer lokay etzor, ve'echad lacharov. Say both. Say one before, one after. Kevin shekoz v'achaka, shav shuz b'yod l'asas ken, yesh l'yoy ken l'chatchila b'chol yoyim, shuz y'kyuz v'kay etzor, v'chem b'dar shuboyz, ken yon yuz d'ayt. Says the Taz, you know what? Say it again. What is it going to say? He wants to be Yoitz all the Shittas. Let's say the Rotzer right after Siv Shalom as the Raj, which he can say Techronim. But say it also after, because maybe you don't. Maybe your Rotzer is not supposed to stop down. You should see the Rotzer only in the end of Techronim. So you say twice, you Yoitz all the Shittas. One can ask that maybe you don't need to be all Shittas, because maybe you see the Rotzer, you end up happening. So the Taz here goes with what we spoke about a few weeks ago regarding these conditions. This really seems to be The Taz refers to like basically a condition. You say your Rotsi, it says, if this is the end of davening, so that's why you Rotsi. If not, it's not, so that's that. It's just part of my Tachnoim, and I'll say your Rotsi later.
Why say it twice? You said, what do you have to say twice?
Because it looks like the Taz understands that according to the Reini Yoino, if you want to say Tachnoim as part of your Shmoneh Esrei, then you cannot say your Rotsi. You want to end davening. You daven, you finished. You want to say davening stam? You want to say you want to daven on your own to say Tehillim? It's very nice. But if you want it to be part of Shmoneh Esrei, you have to be before your Rotsi. So even though we learn the Ramon, it says it depends on the minute, it looks like the Taz understands that it's a problem. If you didn't say you Rotsi, if you said you Rotsi, I'm saying you finished davening. Now you already have to have a davening. Now all this little kind of source is not part of davening. So the Taz says, so let's do both. And that's how you'll be your Tehillim. That's all the Mugen Avraham says as well, number 6. So that's what I mean. That's why there's a minig to do Yerotzoin twice, once before and once after. Especially to be Yotzeh, you can say Kaddish Kedusha.
He doesn't specify, he seems to say Kaddish and Kedusha, the whole thing. He doesn't specify what you can say.
Right. Hey, that's true as well. We learned it a little bit when we learned the Hichos Krishma, that there is differences between the first Nekadish, the first one, or Nekdishoch, is not, we don't really say that, we just say the Pesukim later. Kadosh, we say Kadosh Kadosh, and Boch Shekvayt, and Nimlech is a discussion, not so clear. Also, regarding the Omens that we say, is a discussion, if you say every Omen, only the important Omens, like the Omen of Shemat Filo, and the Omen of Kala Kadosh, so that's another thing, right?
When you say the Pesuk, your Pesuk, you say before the second one.
Right, yeah, that which is brought down Shulchan Aruch. So that pasuk that we didn't not almost by the body here it said he says, where is it? I don't remember now. I forgot who brought it. Okay, I'll have to find it. Okay, maybe after she will look for it. The Ma'aseh say it goes. The Goyin says at number 7, the Bir Agro. When you look at Bir Agro and Shulchan Aruch, it seems like it's not so clear how he's. Well, what is he saying? But then there is a Siddur called Ish Yisrael, which is a Siddur Agro, and there they come to specify what the Agro meant. So let's first of all see the Bir Agro inside. Bir Agro says when it says in the Shulchan Aruch that B'makos Shenagin Amar Tachnunim, so then it's not a problem. Says the Goyin, Ve'inu Muchach. Not. We don't have to force to say it. That Tachnunim Afilu Be'Entzat Tefillah Mutar. Tachnunim, you could say the even Mil Davening. Shemeh Tefillah Mutar Shokol Tzachov. Ve'Koshke Kodim Yiratzor. Ve'Koshke Tassiru Kuvites. Ve'Koshke Tamin Yerini Yaino. So what does the Kohen say? The Ma says, if you don't say Yul Yiratzor before Lokai Netzor, maybe didn't emphasize that enough. The Ma says, if you don't say Yiratzor, Yul Yiratzor Mefi before Lokai Netzor, so that shows that you enter in the gray area without the Yilu Ratzon. My Nef Kamina, can I say Kaddish Kedusha when I'm in a Lokai Netzor? So the Ramah depends. If you say Yilu Ratzon before, so you could say it if you said Yilu Ratzon. If you didn't say, you can't. But if you anyway don't say Yilu Ratzon before, you always say Yilu Ratzon in the end. So then, when you're saying, the fact that you're saying, you say that the whole, the davening, then you say Tachnunim. Why you say Tachnunim in the Shmoneh Esrei? It shows that you enter into that gray area between the ending of Shmoneh Esrei and going backwards without you, Yilu Ratzon. That's what the Ramah says. Go back to the Ramah. So, Ramah, because you're not going to have Tachnunim, because you're not going to have Tachnunim, then you also have to say, meaning, it goes together. If you say, Lukai Netzor, without saying the words Yulu Ratzon, it shows that you don't need the Yulu Ratzon. Says the Goyin, who said? Maybe Yulu Ratzon, that you're saying, and then the davening, you do need to say Yulu Ratzon, say Kaddish Kedusha. Tachanunim is different. That the Rabbi Yoina, I mentioned here, Rabbi Yoina brings 4 different places. There is such a thing of saying, oh, the Tachanunim, middle of davening. You can daven for a choyl in the middle of davening. You can say Shabbat Field Tachnunim. So some we find that sometimes you can add addition to davening in the middle of davening, which is Tachnunim. But you can't stop to say Kaddish Kedusha. So says the Goyen, you want to prove to me that if you say Yul Kai Netzor without Yul Ratzon, that means you don't have to say Yul Ratzon to stop the davening. That's not a raya. So the Gaon says. So seems from this Gaon that he's arguing in the Ramal. He's saying, even if your minig is not to say you wrote so before, you cannot stop for Kaddish Kedusha. And I'm not having a raya. The next Gaon says, what is the next Gaon? Next Gaon speaks about that he's saying, in our Mekoimis, you say Elokai Netzor before you Luratzu. You don't say you Luratzu. Says the Gaon. V'chen ma'ashva sopeg be'ed ha'brochus, t'kol ma'a b'ed ha'vino yu l'rotzoin, ma'ashva sh'achak ha'rom, he brings a right for a gemara, the ma'ashvos, to yu l'rotzoin is the end of the davening. Raj with the b'ed ha'bini yoino says that, v'hav sh'esh nitchak sh'oim ha'achak ha'pam ha'cheres, k'mosh k'o p'sei b'eis, k'mosh k'o b'ed ha'bini yoino, k'o k'o p'shidi sh'muto edu la'adi b'shu b'at filo, says again, the Gaon goes back to some idea. Says, we see you l'rotzoin later, and it's not a problem to say, look, I'd in the middle. That's what he says. So when you look at the Gaon Shulchan Aruch, again, what is the Gaon saying from these two Gaons? Say you l'rotzo in the end. What about Elokai Netzor? It's not a problem to say before, because you could say Tachnun in the middle of davening. But the Gaon said, can you say Kaddish Kedusha? Probably not. That's what comes out for the Biurko. If you look at Sidur Yesh Yisrael, and then the Shulchan answer. So we have over here, he brings the Halachas, and look at he says it. He says, we'll see from the beginning. Not even though we have here the underlying part. I'll see at the beginning. Like we just said, the Ramah also could say it. So he says, like we learned a year ago, comes a year ago, don't say, you have no right, you can't say Kaddish Kedusha. But was not so clear with the Gaon. The Gaon Basha, you say you also only in the end. That's what he says also in the next. You know, his Gimel. Says the Yishisol, no. Al kena nochon loimar, you also koi du shani kajik du sho, the chanaal v'yoytzech ladeus. Say you also. Meaning, basically, like the Taz and the Mugen Avram. Say you also before so you can take the Yidusha. If you have a problem. Now here, the only difference is, he doesn't say establish say you also always. So when you get to the Kaddish Kedusha, and you see that the Chaz is getting the Kedusha, and you need to say Yulurotzer in order to do it. Because the Gaon holds, you can't say doing Yulurotzer. Which that's really, the Shidev Shulchan Aruch. So comes out, we have a Mechlekes over here, if you say Yulurotzer or not. So, we have a meaning to say Yulurotzer before, maybe you say the Taz and the Shach. But if you didn't say Yulurotzer, it's not so clear that you could say, I answer Kaddish Kedusha.
So this is concerned that your Tachnunim and Elokai Netzor, like they, if they're not part of the Shmona Esrei, they lose some power? Like, what's the...
Yeah,
that's
a concern. That's that you want it to be part of the Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei is a special day. That's what we learned.
Right.
We learned the Kavan and Tefillah. What does that mean? That means you stand in front of the king. It's something special to Shmona Esrei, more than any part of the point of davening. And therefore, you want that to be part of it. If you look then, that's what he says in the beginning. Then he goes, Oit Kosa B'Sifri Yimei Noyem. Yimei Noyem is the savior of the Gaon on Maseches Brachos. Like we saw. Okay, so then you'll rotze. She acha you'll rotze, kfai nigmiro atfilo, ukemando karagel dami. Here's where the Gaon, that's what it says beferish. The Gaon argues on this concept that you could say you'll rotze like a Taz the Mogrevon. Says, you rotze before, it's still okay. Or the Ramah says, hey, like the Shchanor says, you say you'll rotze because it's still okay. Say you'll rotze right after, see what she says. No, you don't say that. The loike is struggling the way you had to kaid him, vivi raya, and then he brought a raya from a different place. So it comes out like this. From everything we learn, comes out that there's three shitas what to do. How to do it. Or three opinions what to do. We have the opinion that says, you say, yirotsoin, right after Sim Shalom. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, the name of the Rashba. Sim Shalom, you read it when you see yirotsoin. Ha, you still have Tachnunim to come and say. Not a problem. Tachnunim. You say you brought soon, but you still didn't finish davening. You're in the middle. It's not considered to be completely over. The Ramah says, there's a meaning to say you brought soon later. Right? Just say it later. Comes the Mugen Avraham, and it comes the Taz Mugen Avraham. Say they both. Say both. You're all the shittas. Comes the Gaon and says, no. I hold that you brought soon defines the end of davening. And therefore, if you said Yerotzon, you can't say Tachnunim. So he holds like the Ramah, that you say Yerotzon later, but he holds not like the Taz, that we're going to have Ram, that you could say both. You know, you should say before the Gaon Netzor. The only thing that's brought down to could add to the groin is if you need to say kedusha, say yugi lotzer, then you have to say it. Because if not, you're able to say kedusha. So similarly, it's better to say kedusha kaddish than to have your tachnun mil davening. But if you didn't, you lost the boat. So according to the groin, he holds not like a shulchan aruch. You say you wrote for shulchan aruch clearly old. You say the rotzer, then you say kaddish. It's not a problem. Meaning, even though you say you wrote, you're not done. The Ramah says you can say later. It really depends on the minute. Comes the time, say both, and you're okay. Meaning it's like a middle ground. Hey, you could, but comes the guy and says, no, if you said the Yerotzer, he says Leikuva. He's not like a Shulchan Aruch, he was like a Ramah, but it's Me'akev. If you said the Yerotzer before the Kanetzar, you lost, you're done with davening. You don't have the Tachrim. That's what the guy learns.
So you don't go, if you need to say it, to say Kedusha, according to the Grah, you don't say the Kanetzar at all.
You could say it, you say it, but it's not the same level, you don't get the same merit, so to speak, like you have in Moshe Shmuel. You finish with Esra.
So wouldn't it be better to wait
until
the end?
Oh, 1 second. So we get the Aleph Yovel. I want to get to the Aleph Yovel. That's a very good point. Okay, so now, before we get to the Aleph Yovel, what happens? I want to get that, I'm going to get to. Question is like this. What happens? You said Yule Rotson. Now, we talked about you up to the Yule Rotson. Right, you get, that's up to you. So, meaning we learn the Yeshua answer. Yeshua answer, and then you have the Kanetzar. It's a part, not much part, not part, that's the discussion, the priest will get back to that soon. And then he says the Yerlu Atzer, the second Yerlu Atzer. Is davening over? No. He still has to go three steps back. Mr. Shalom. What happens if he didn't go yet three steps back? Now, why should he not go three steps back? Because Yav HaLacha, this way, simple. We didn't learn that yet inside. Hopefully, one day we'll get to that also. Regarding, you're not allowed to pass in front of a Mispal. Someone davens, you can't go in front of him. So there it's brought down HaLacha. If you look at number 9 in the page, Shchanov says, Him Yishlit Filosof Haya Odom Acher Mispal LeLacharov. He finished davening, someone behind him. Also, if Sarah Sharp Sirius said, Sheikmo Yimishi Acher Bisphilosof. Sheim Yasazari Koyev Kenega Mispal. You're not allowed to go into someone's Arba Amas of davening. So if you personally finish davening, the guy behind him is still davening, he can't go backwards. So he says, you'd say if you go for the Hashem, so now he finished davening, but he didn't go backwards. Could he now, what is he now finished or not?
Yeah, meaning, they could answer Kedusha.
Kedusha would say for sure. That's even before, right? If you say you go answer.
If you said the first one.
Yeah, but whatever you said, you answer, if the Goyen says, say the answer, you could say it. The Mishnah Berurah says, oh, here, and look at Mishnah Berurah number 10. Shura says, he ended everything. But someone behind him, we just learned. Usually can't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo is considered to be like the lowest level of answering. So even in that case, you didn't say, you didn't go backwards yet, you could say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo. Now, the question is, can you do other things? Obviously, you can't talk. That's a given. Talking is the... We don't allow talking, very rare cases. But if you look at the number 11, is the Keser Rosh. The Keser Rosh is Reb Chaim V'Lozhin. It's a based on Reb Chaim V'Lozhin. And there it says the following, number 11. Also, if so, I give up says, La'choyav at-shireh she'ed shu'n no'melchor. You have to make sure nobody's behind you. Ve'im b'zim shu'mi'aro, no gaivu. Okay. U'betoich kach, yo'imah et'chilus makoshes. What should he do? He could say Tehillim. First, he could sit down and say Tehillim that time. It's okay. U'min ad-din afil l'il mo'chari. Says the Keser Rosh, you can even learn. Now, the discussion that is brought down here in the footnote, that the Chazanish says you can learn, but not with your words, only with your thought. You can think and learn, right? Only a thought. And the bringer, the Biur Halacha, then maybe you should say Baal Peh. And the Rosh Tavelitsky, the big Goyen who was nifter recently, says the Pasha is even a Peh. The Chaim V'Lozhin is mashal that even you can actually learn saying words in your mouth. So it comes out that the minute you finish your lotzer, even though you didn't step backwards, you're still not done completely. But you are in that stage that you are able to say all the davenings and maybe even to learn, for sure to learn Mehira, maybe even to learn Baal Peh, as of Chaim V'Lozhin
says. You're saying the guy is behind you, and he comes. If they'd already started and he's taking a long time, then they come to Tachlin. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to stay Tachlin standing?
Yeah, so we'll get to Hilchas Tachanun later. It's something I want to get a little time of sitting down. Beikat Tachanun sitting down. What are you doing when someone's there? Let's get to that. But Pasha says you do to it standing, because you want to sit with the tzibur. The question we'll see.
Talking about here, it's like an onus. You're in a situation you can't take 3 steps back.
Right.
So that, but otherwise, obviously you should.
Yeah.
The right way.
Yep.
But that's right. Some kind of an onus. This guy behind you, whatever it is, you can't take it 3 steps back, so you have to wait.
So you wait till
during that time you can.
You can learn. You can say the tailim, etc. Now here comes a. So now let's go back. So we actually put it set up that the seder that we have. Go back a second to the character. Maybe this should have been later. But now comes a shot like this. A person is in the middle of Shemot Esrei, and he says the Lekai Netzor. And we just said that you can then answer Kadosh Kedusha. Now, we also learned that if a person forgot Yalav Yavli, he could go back to Retzei when he's doing that. Can you do both? Can you answer Kadosh Kedusha and still go back to Retzei to be considered in the middle of davening? I mean, why are you going back to Ritzay? Let's just analyze that. Our president forgot Shemot Esrei. What does he have to do? So if he finished davening, he has to go back to the beginning of davening. But we say, while you're in the middle of davening, go to Ritzay. So as long as you're in the middle of Shemot Esrei, you don't have to go back to the beginning of davening. He's finished, he's semi-finished Shemot Esrei. He got to Lekai Netzor. Now they say finish Shemot Esrei. You say he's still in the middle of Shemot Esrei, you go back to Ritzay. But you could say Kadosh Kedusha. So is that a contradiction? To say Kadosh Kedusha and to go back to Ritzay? In other words, can you leave your davening, so to speak, leave davening by saying Kadosh Kedusha out loud, and still go back to Ritzay? This is what the Achrim discussed over here. If you look at number 12, the Ravaz says the following. V'asher shol v'mishigia liyot zonachi yitchit brochus. Finiskar shelo yom ayal v'yovah asher adinu sheyochol lachzor l'ritzay. Can go back to Ritzay? When Aaz again shas the gedusha, shas the dayi the gedusha. Fadinu sheyoyma yul rotzoyim the gedusha kavur simkul abeis. V'shol shol eiz odif. What's better? V'im yoyma gedusha kekfar ma yul rotzoyim. If he says gedusha, so he said it's done. V'im yal v'yovah is batal na gedusha. He says yal v'yovah is basically going back to the middle of davening. Says Rav Ozner, it's a smart question. Avladidi Pasha, for me, it's clear. Shloyon ayulot soim v'yachzor rak l'ritzei v'kedusha yetze b'shtiko. Apir avurz v'kuvdat kvadiyesh b'shtiko al yigolim v'rocha. So he basically says, don't say yulot. So the question, if you already said the yulot, so the first one. So we said it would be like the taz, like a tanai, you're not real in the middle. Don't say kedusha out loud. In other words, if you said kedusha out loud, then you lost. Then you're out of Shemot Esrei. Don't say kedusha out loud. Say, hear the kedusha quietly, and then go back to Ritzay. That's what Rav learns. And that's also says the Shor Lumeshiv. Earlier, Achron tells us that's what you do. You can do both. You can't say the kedusha and also go back to Ritzay. Because you say the kedusha, you basically say, I'm out of Shemot Esrei. But the Rav Moshe in Shuva disagrees. Look at the Igros Moshe number 13. He says, you go back to Ritzay, but you say Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, this depends on that previous discussion. If I said you Yerotzeh, let's say when things are clear, according to the Goy, you said you Yerotzeh, you finished davening. It's over. You can't go back to Gusha. So if you say look at it, so it's a contradiction. If you, in the middle of davening, you don't answer Gusha. If you're now in the middle of davening, so you can't go back to Yerotzeh. So you have to pick and choose. You can't do both. That's really what the Vozer says. Rosh says, no. We paskin all like that. We paskin that you say you are about so, and you go into that gray zone. And that gray zone tells you that you're in the middle of Shemot Esrei, but you're not in the middle of Shemot Esrei. You can't say Kedusha, you go back to Ritzay. You can reenact your Shemot Esrei. And if you look at Shlomo Zalman, Pascha, same thing. Look at the number 14, Elichu Shlomoy. Shlomo Zalman says, Toba Mistet Al Motor, or Shach Yel, if you have one of the mistakes you did in Shemot Esrei, Fu Be'en Tzilokai Nitzor, Rosh Hashanah Eskadi Kedusha, Ve'achaka, if you have Zohar, Hakele Ritzay. And this really depends on everything that we learned. The Gaon learns it's Yerutza stops davening. You can't do Yerutza, then Sitachrunim. It's over. That's really what the Shulchan Aruch says as well. I mean, sorry. That's what the Rama says as well. Rama says Yerutza, you say in the end. But the Rama, you can play around. You can say maybe also before you say both, you're not a problem. Like the Taz the Magrama says. But the not like a Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says you say Yerutza, then you say the Karetzar. And still, we pass according to the Shulchan Aruch, you go back to Yalav Yalav. So it's like this. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Yerutza puts you in that zone that you could go back to it, say, and say, that Shulchan Aruch obviously will agree with this Shulchan Aruch. Because he says, you say the Yerutza, right? That's Yerutza, the Rashba. We still pass go back to it, say. And we still say Kedusha. That's really what the Gemara says. You say Kedusha, you go back to it, say. So that will put you with Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Ramesh is saying, according to us, to be saying the Yerutza before and after, you can do it. It's not a problem. But the Gaon disagrees. The Gaon says, if we say Yerutza, it's either or. You can't be, it's not a gray zone. Either in the middle of davening or you're after davening. So the question is, you said that, can you go back to Yalav Yalav? Clearly, according to the Gaon, you're not going to be able to go back, like Rav Elza says, if you said Kedusha. Now, we said, what about the Yerutza before? The Gaon says, don't say the Yerutza. Said, maybe according to the Taz, it's like a Tanai. You say the Yerutza, but Tanai if you need it. So mainly, if that Tanai, the Rav Kamina will be, can you say Kedusha or not? If you're in the middle of the Lukat Etzor, don't say Kedusha if you need to go back to Ritzay, according to that sheet. That's the Chor Gabi the Machlekes, and you can debate. You can come and say maybe the Gaon will disagree with that, maybe the Taz is a different Shita. But something to think about, that goes Elias Halacha between the Poiskim, it's a Machlekes, can you go back or not?
Can't you say that nowadays the Elokai Etzor is really part of Shmon Esrei, because we're saying it. But it sounds like Tachnunim, where you're going to add like Shmakolim.
Machlekes.
Yes, maybe not. This is what we always say.
If you say you leave outside, according to the Gaon, you're finished. You're hot.
I'm saying what?
You say it
maybe
anyway.
Maybe that was in the days when you didn't.
No, the Gaon says it's talking about his days. His days is now. It was 200 years ago. It's not at all. He says you don't say those until then, because if now you finished davening.
So if you say, with, if you have the, you have to have the Tanai in mind every time you daven? Like if you say, I'm saying it tonight, I'm saying you're out now. And,
just in case.
So you'd have, that's something that you should have like as a.
No, so according to. So that's a, if we hold as a, if you hold as a Tanai, so then it becomes something which we say like every other thing we learn this. Right. Every other thing you do, it's like it becomes automatic thing. I don't have to say that because right. That's the part. I'm saying that's maybe the Shana Taz. Now clearly that's Shana Taz. Maybe that's what Taz means. But clearly the Gaon doesn't agree with that. So that's you know, just like to think about in that case.
If you go back to Yahweh Yahweh, would you say you heard the song again? When you come back the second time?
Yeah, for sure.
You say it again.
Yeah. The problem is if you say Kedusha, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shana Secretary of Oster. That's what we. So that's that part. Now I wanted to end over here. That's a Yilui Ratzon. What do you do after Yilui Ratzon? You go backwards. Go backwards, do three steps back. I didn't bring Galoch over here, but that's really the second next safe in Kuchuva base. Throughout down, you say, begin with Kuchuva Gimel. Korea, Pesach, Shor, Pesach, Lachor, Bekriach, as you go backwards, three Pesach. And then, Vachash, Pesach, Beoida, Korea, while you're still bowing. And you put your head to one side, to the other side, or he has to shalom, and that's what you say. Okay. And you say you answer. That's what happens. Then what? Then you go backwards, right? That's so simple. Here, this is the halacha that most people don't know. Halacha for Rashas, nobody argues in it on the concept. We'll see that there's some deviation, but what's the halacha? If you look at number 15, the Gemara tells us, Hamit parallel, so she's parallel, shosh, this is more in Yuma. But it's parallel, is it so she's a shosh, psios lachoev. You finish down, you have to go back three steps. The hacker, he didn't shalom, then he said, he's a shalom. Omla, I'm not like, if I'm a shosh, psios lachoev, awesome, he buy lay, let me come. You go back three steps, don't go back. Stay where you are. Moshul the Talmud, then if the Mirabar, like a Talmud who leaves his Rebbe. Im choyze la alta, if he goes right back right away, doime le kelev shishav al kioi. It's like a dog who comes back to eat what he just vomited. Not the greatest example. So the first you explain, what does it mean? It's not so clear. What is it going? Why is that? Why is like that so? It means when you leave, it's as if you ended something. If you come back, it's as if, oh, I forgot something. Like I go back to what I just did. You just took something, you have to let it settle, and then you go back. Taya meachin is paratzor sheiv sashor psiyas lachor. You go three steps back. Ve'achag get the shalom. Vimla a second where you shalom is paral. Better not to daven if you don't do that. Don't go back. The Tariach is regarding the Seder Shalom only. But the Gemara beginning starts with what? With you have to stay there backwards. If you look at the Rif in number 16, says the Rif in Brachas, he says, make have to stand over there. Moshe Tal means the Moshe brings this whole Gemara with you have to stay, and then he ends the following three lines before the end of the Rif. He says, Hasom ad the pasach shliatzibur until the chazan starts davening. The kapotah shliatzibur ad the duchte when the shliatzibur starts chazot shatz, then you go back. The kavanoma the madish shliatzibur kedusha some said to kedusha. What's the reason you go back then? Because then you go back for a purpose. In other words, either the shliatzibur starts. Okay, so I ended my davening. Now you have the shmoneh esrei of the tzibur. So I'm going back for that, or kedusha. You're going back to say kedusha. But until then, you have to stay in that place. Look at Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Shulchan Aruch, number 17, middle of the page. B'makom shekolo shor p'siyas, wherever you end the three p'siyas, yamot. V'lo yachzor limikoyimoy at sheyegiyah shliach tzibur l'gdusha. Don't go back to your place until the shliach tzibur says gdusha. U'lefakoy is at least at sheyatchi shliach tzibur b'tpal v'kol ram. Until the shmoneh esrei of the chazan starts. And then the Ramah goes on, and he says, what about the Shetzibu himself? He says, wait 4 amos. Someone davens alone. 4 amos. And that's what he says. That's what the Ramah says. Now, what do we say over here? You're not allowed to go back. You should not go back until the chazan says Gdusha, or at least until the chazan starts Shmoneh Esrei. In Ma'ariv, it's about Dalam Shabbosaman says, you say until Kaddish, until the chazan starts Kaddish. You have to stay where you are. You have to stay where you are. Now, just there's one more part of the Ramah, we'll learn this quickly. The Ramah end, it says, V'yochit pala betzibur v'siyat filosoi, he davened and he finished davening, he finished before the Shetzibur, so what? He has to stand. Also, lachzer pon of the tzibur. Don't turn around to the tzibur. Actually, saying shet tzibur tells until shet tzibur ends his davening. So the Bach, I'm not going to read it inside. Bach asks, I don't understand. You said not to go back. The Bach understands, meaning turning around means you go back and you turn around. Says the Bach, I don't say. You just told us not to go back. Now you tell me that you should not turn around. Actually, you should go back. The Bach says lachuz astira. In other words, you went 3 steps back. So the Bach understands you're never going to turn around. So what does it mean? You go, the Ramah says, don't turn around to the Tzibur. So it means you're going back 3 steps, but you're not turning around. Says the Bach, no, but you're now going back, so of course you should turn around. That's what Bach asks. So comes the Taz of the Ramah says, no. It means when you went 3 steps back, don't look backwards to the Tzibur. Why not? The Taz says, look at number 19. Even though he's there, don't turn around to look at the people. They're going to see him look at him, they're not going to be mechavet so well. That's it. He says, they're going to think that they're not going to know, which is not so clear, meaning they're going to realize when he turns around that he finished. If he doesn't turn around, they're not going to realize. If he turns around, they're going to realize, they're going to think he skipped something in the Shmoneh Esrei. Why he finishing so fast? That's what he says. When the Shad starts, he can turn his face. But he can't go back to his place until Gdusha. So the Mashmur, the only thing I want to bring from here is that when you go 3 steps back, you have to go 3 steps forward, you don't have to stand still like Shmoneh Esrei. Because you see, you can even turn around. I mean, you should turn around while everybody's still waiting. It says the Mogavah, but the minute the Shlech Tzibur starts davening, you could turn around. So you have to stay in your place, but it's that the Reb Chaim says you have to stay two feet together, like Shmoneh Esrei. You have to stand there. You have to be in that place and wait. Then you eventually have to go back. Going back, it's part of how you return the davening. You have to do it. But you don't. You wait to do that until Kaddish, until Kedusha. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says number 21, the Kedusha. V'im erich tefilasoi, if he daven very long, v'et shepos ha'gi ha'shas ha'kedusha, and when he did it, the Shad's got the Kedusha. So if you went backwards, you get the Kedusha. Don't wait, just go right back to do Kedusha. Because the Kedusha has to be after you do the 3 steps forward. It's like as if you're going forward to daven Kedusha.
We
regarding Nefilas Apayim, regarding Tachron, as I initially be mekoyim and shepos hashav nevel gam kere im atzibu b'shove, he stayed backwards and had to go right away back and did Nefilas Apayim over there. V'leachos tev mekoyim and kedusha shani, shetoyv yoyisen loyim and mekoyim and kumash ha'akol, so the Bishabu adds this idea that in kedusha you go back right away.
Yeah.
What?
Why do you stay back till
Tachron? You don't stay back till Tachron. No, if he dive in the launch with Esrei. Right? Alponov, if they got to Tachron when he finished with Esrei. Well, he went three steps back and he said Tachron.
So then he stays away.
So he said Tachron right away and then he came back. In other words, he wanted to give that point. Now, I didn't bring it over here. There's another Mishnah Berurah over here. Read it inside. But for the Ayin Rabash, it's given the Chetchila Nochon Lachmi HaGdusha. The Chum will have to wait till HaGdusha. Im lo isha mokoim tzar v'dochuk, v'chdei deloy leisi yitzuyi. Unless the place is very narrow, then when it means you go three back, if he's back, and you're bothering the guy, you know, he says, I can't move over here. So they should not fight. Chay goes with the Echaim. So that's what he says. Then the Shibu is not so clear. What does it mean? I mean, then you could go back when the Chazan starts from Esra. Or you can go back right away. When the Mishmur says, "I know about it," if it's tzav v'dochuk, you can go back. And people should not fight. So, Pashav's idea is not to fight. Means Mishmur is not specific, but it seems that even before that, people go back. Maybe that's the reason people are making. You go back three steps, especially if you have a crowded shul. So you're disturbing it. People can't move, can't talk. So you go backwards after 4 hours. Have to wait 4 hours. That's what we say. We say the rotzoin there takes it. That gives you the time. But if you're in a place, you have a lot of space. No problem. There's no issue. You have your makom, you're going back three steps, you're not disturbing anybody. So then, this is the halacha. You need to stand there until the chazan reaches Gdusha. Or at least until chazan starts, the battlefield starts Shmoneh Esrei. It's halacha. Many people don't know and they'll do it.
How can you even move back? How can you go back? It says the makom tzar.
Now the other guy is not in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. He finished Shmoneh Esrei. You finish. He's already finished. You go backwards. He says, "No, are you going to move backwards or are you waiting over here?" He says, "I'm waiting for the chazan to get there." So,
what about if you go backwards when the chazan is in the middle of repeating?
Yes, they just wait. They just wait 4 hours.
What 4 hours?
Yeah, though the four. If you don't have the kaddish, you don't have the gedusha, the givish shmoneh esrei of the chazan, like in Ma'ariv. I mean, Ma'ariv, we wait for kaddish, but like in a person's down biyichidus, or that's what we said before. Or the chazan already is in the middle, they just wait 4 amos. Four amos is 8 feet, right? 4 amos is 8 feet.
For a couple of seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what the most says. If the chazan itself.
As far as turning your face back to the tzibur, according to the Shulchan Aruch 17, he says, actually, Yisayim Shtel Tzibur Tviloso, and the Magen Avraham says, actually, Magil Kedusha.
So that's the question. So, very good. That's another point. The question is turning around. Can you do it when the Shatz finished his Shtil Shmoneh Esrei? I mean, his quiet Shmoneh Esrei. He finished the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, right? And now you want to go back. So we say you don't go back until at least he starts the next Shmoneh Esrei. But you could turn around. That's what he brings over here. What it says, that's where the Mishnah Berurah ends. You have to wait longer. So you could turn around. I mean, in other words, that really corrects the issue that the Taz says, that if you're doing that way, it looks like you skipped. But if you finish together and the Chazan also finished, that's okay. We finished. You're not the first one to finish. Also, the Baal Tefila finished right now. So therefore, I'm not considered to be that you skipped. Therefore, you could turn around. People are still davening. You're not going to be able to turn around even then. Not going to work. Not going to help. That's what the Bureau of Halacha says. The Halacha brings it. Mashma says, "Kevan shesiyim, if the shot's finished, die." Feeling rev at tzibur adun, even though the tzibur is still davening. Finei lefiat time you she attacked the shabur b'shivum hu me'ataz. According to Taz, the reason you can't turn around is because you can disturb people. Near the shlachim was there. That's what the Bureau of the points out. Turn around before, that's really the issue. But you see here that standing in the back is not considered, so you're not in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. But you can't go back yet. So we learned today the siyum, the ending of Shmoneh Esrei. You start, you have Yulu Otzer, Imrefi. Big discussion. Is Yulu Otzer coming right before the Kanetzer or after the Kanetzer? We saw Shulchan Aruch says before. The Ramah says you really should come after. Comes the Taz Mogav Ram says do both, not a problem. Grant says no, no, no. Don't do it. You have to pick and choose. We said later that will be the community regarding Yalav Yavoy, because it says that if you daven, if you forgot Yalav Yavoy, you could go back and say, but doing the Kanetzer, you also can say Kedusha. So can you do both things together? Rafosa says you can't do both. According to the Ramoshim of Shlomzal, you could do. So according to the guy, Avade, if you say Yilu Ratzot, it stops your davening. So if it stops your davening, you can go back to Ritzay, and you can say Kedusha, if you said Yilu Ratzot. Then when you say the Ratzot, quite would be what the, when you after you said Yilu Ratzot, at least the second Yilu Ratzot, then you, even though you didn't go back, you still can't talk, but you could say Tehillim, and we saw Kesar Rosh says you can even learn before you go backwards, even though you still didn't go backwards. Once you went backwards, so now you can go forward, really, until the Shnitzim reach Kedusha, or at least until he starts Chazos Hashatz. We saw that also, once you go backwards, the Taz will understand that you could turn around to the Tzibur at a certain time, let's say when the Tzibur finishes davening, or when the Shlech Tzibur finish his davening, you can turn around even though you didn't go back. But going back, you should wait until Kedusha, or at least until the Shlech Tzibur starts Chazor HaShatz. Say the Rabbah.